My name is Crane Blanchard at joseph1637.com. I wrote a book on prayer. The title is Prayer, God's Most Valuable Tool. I'm going to read excerpts from the book in each podcast. I believe it's time for people to begin praying and learning about God. This is Part 5, Chapter 2 of Life of Prayer. The power of prayer is so far beyond anything we could ever hope or dream of. That day I was transformed. I was the beginning of a journey into faith and prayer. I had no idea where I was going. However, God knew exactly where I was headed. I saw that men that prayed for me had a relationship with God. They knew Him, and I wanted to know Him also. I began to read the Bible. I started in Matthew. I had a Bible at home, one in the car, and one at work. I had never read the Bible. I was 28 years old. Not only did I want to know Him, but I also wanted to hear His voice. I found out that everyone hears God's voice in John 10, verse 27. But most people don't know that it's God Himself speaking to them. I studied the Bible, learning the scriptures to be able to distinguish His voice from every other voice. I used King James Version of the Bible. God began to speak to me in King James English. He wanted me to be able to trust His voice. Finally, He spoke to me in modern English. What does all of this have to do with prayer? The only way I was going to be effective in prayer was to know God and to hear His voice. God wanted me to go to Bible college, so God took me to the backside of the desert to teach me Himself. I had to walk where I didn't see anyone else walking. God had me doing things I didn't see anyone else doing. I walked very carefully. But the relationship I developed with God was a father-son relationship. We began talking about everything and anything. God would go with me shopping. He would find parking spaces in the front of the store. My wife, a devoted shopper, has nothing on God and His shopping skills. Shirts, pants, socks, whatever I needed, God found at the right price. So what does this have to do with prayer? Prayer is talking to God. You don't need all the silly ways of praying to get God's attention. All you need to do is talk to Him. As I was getting to know God, I was carrying on a conversation talking to my Father. All through the ages, God has wanted man to talk to Him. Adam walked in the cool of the evening and talked to God about the day he had. Down through the ages, man has talked to God. Moses gathered the children of Israel to Mount Sinai. God wanted to talk to them and to have them talk to Him. God has always wanted a personal relationship with each being on this earth. What is unfortunate is the children of Israel and most of mankind don't want to talk to God. They didn't develop a relationship with God, and all through the ages, man has refused to develop that relationship. God says that we are a nation of kings and priests. As kings, we are to reign and rule over God's kingdom. As priests, we are to have a relationship with God Himself. The relationships consist of loving God above all things and carrying on a conversation with Him throughout our lifetime. This is how simple prayer is. You've just heard Part 5, Chapter 2, A Life of Prayer. Please stay tuned for the next part of Prayer, God's Most Valuable Tool. This is Crane Blanchard at joseph1637.com, praying that you have a blessed day.